Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL, the podcast where we throw out the rule book, where we dive in head first to the real and raw, unapologetic journey of living the best life. That includes lots of music. This is your go-to space for empowerment, for deep healing, and owning your authenticity like the boss that you are. We're here to break down walls and slay self-doubt. Dive to the soundtrack of your soul. With every beat and lyric, we'll move through stories that heal and empower. You can live your fullest and most badass life. Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL.
Hey there, it's Kitty. Today I have with me Miss Mama Jo. She is one of my first really close connections through Otherwise, but she's also the treasurer of the nonprofit Life by Music, and most importantly, one of my very close friends that I love so much. She's actually one of the first people that I went on my first trip to go escape and go see Otherwise, and we have been connected ever since. So thank you for coming on. I'm excited.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. It's going to be fun. It's 11:11 today. And do you see 11s a lot, Miss Jody?
I do. And I usually, when I see them, I will screenshot it and send it to you and let you know that I'm also thinking about you when I see 11:11. So yeah, I feel sorry for anybody that goes through my phone when I'm no longer on this earth. Because it's just going to like, what is all this? Because I don't delete stuff. I think I've got like 40,000.
I do too. And I'm then so bad probably about another, that.
Yeah, it's, but yes, it's a very special day. It has a lot of power and meaning.
It does. And for those that don't know, it's my birthday, but it is 11:11 is one of those, some people call it an angel number. Some people say that it's a portal energetically, but I thought I'd go through a couple of the things that they say that it is. That way, if everybody else that hears us talking can be plagued with seeing 11:11 after this, because that's usually how that works.
Mm-hmm.
So 11:11 from a spiritual standpoint is basically your angels, your spirit guides, anybody you would foresee on the other side tapping you on your shoulder, telling you like, hey, be cautious of and conscious of what you're thinking right now. It's also a great number for manifesting and things like that and being called to live authentically. It's also a connection with your higher power, but it is a reminder to pause and reflect. So anytime you guys see it, any of the listeners see it, now you know to pause and reflect, because whatever is going on at that moment and whatever thoughts you're having at that moment, it's just kind of like the angels and your guides saying, hey, be mindful of your thoughts. This is going to come into fruition. So I like that little blurb.
I appreciate that deeper information, because that's not exactly kind of how I was hearing or had heard that it was, but that makes it a little clearer. So thank you for that.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's fun just to think about all the possibilities with it. But then again, as you know, it's my birthday, and I have so many people that always say like, you're my 11:11. And I'm like, that's fun for me, because I do have that deep meaning with it, because I've seen that my whole life, 11:11, not just because of the significance for me, but it has been one of those numbers. And I see 444 a lot, but the ones always are something that stick out, especially behind any significant change that's going on in my life. They've always showed up, whether it be in change that I get back at a gas station or a number on a receipt or something like that. We're going to talk about me and Miss Jody's Otherwise story. This part of the podcast is called The Other Side, and it's where we're going to invite in fans of really any band, any musician, to come in and kind of tell their story on why music has changed their life or why the specific band or musician has changed their life. And Jody and I have a really solid and amazing connection through the band Otherwise. And so we're going to kind of tell you a little bit about our story and a little bit of our history on why it's so impactful for us. So are you ready? You ready, Jody?
I am ready. What year did like we first start communicating with each other? How long has it been?
It's probably been, I want to say that Well, my brother's passing was 12 years ago. So I found them, shortly before.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it's probably been about 11 years probably
Eleven
that
on eleven,
Isn't
eleven. I
that
like that. 11 years,
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it is 11. I didn't think about that. But yeah, 11 years, I would say, because I did follow them and go through some of my own process before I started going to the concerts. And then here we are 11 years later on 11/11. That's pretty magical, right?
It seems like you've always been a part of my life, but
Your
I know
brother.
me, and I don't do good with timelines, but it's that's awesome that
Yeah, that's fun. I'm glad we talked about that, because it is. It's like 11 on 11/11. So what is, talk to me about a couple of your songs that are most impactful from Otherwise. I know that that is a hard thing, but like for me, I have a special few that are like, nope, those are my go-to. If I'm talking about them, those are the ones that change my life. What are some of those songs, or is there just one, or do you have a couple?
The song Lighthouse, the first time that I saw them live, actually, I take that back. I don't think they played the song. I think I listened to it on the CD the next day because I bought the CD because I fell in love the first time that I
Yeah.
saw them. And it was Lighthouse was the song that just resonated with me. And I could see David Nye in that song, and that's it. It just, I have it. It resonated so much. I have a tattoo
Yeah.
with Adrian's handwriting of the lyrics. But
What part of the lyrics, or is it just all over? Or is there specific lyrics in the song that really called to you?
Adrian and Ryan just work so well together. And I know there have been other people involved, but they just touch my heart. There is another song, Won't Stop, and I have that tattooed on my arm, and it helped me get through, helped me survive several huge losses in my life to
Yeah.
remind me that there's something more, you know. And every time they play that song live, it brings tears to my eyes. It's such an emotional song.
Yeah.
Just
Yeah. The songs bring out a certain emotion. And of course, everybody that knows me knows my song one is Heaven. And I can talk, briefly about that, but Heaven is one of those songs that when I first went and saw them, I saw them at Trees in Dallas, and I went to go see My Darkest Days. And then I was like, oh my gosh, who are these guys? They're so good. Like, he was so just in just the energy and just everything, the dynamic of just the whole band playing before. I was like, why aren't they opening? Like, they're so good. And I thought, I've got to go over to the table and go and meet them. And I go over, and of course you're dodging all the people trying to get to My Darkest Days. And then you have Adrian and you have and Vesalios, and they were sitting at a not they're not in the corner, but they were sitting in the darker part of the merchandise area. And I would swear to you that I think it was Facebook still then. So I think Adrian and I think they were just scrolling on Facebook. And I walked up to them because there wasn't anybody around there. And I was like, you guys were amazing, and they stood up and they were very gracious, right? I say two old girls that were there. And they gave us some stuff and we bought a CD. And then Amy and I listened to that CD all the way home. And we always skipped past Heaven. We skipped past it. I was like, oh, that song's so sad. Oh, that song's so sad. Skip, 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 skip. And when my brother did pass away, that was the song. I was like, that song was so impactful for me because it made me feel like someone else got it. Because people pass away every day and everybody has different ways of dealing with it. And when I heard that song, and it's just, as it's just everything to me. And I have that one. If I could, I'd fly away on my arm because that song helped me. It just helped me not fully heal, because I don't know that we ever fully heal from losses, but I think that that song helped me immensely. And then I don't apologize. And I think that I don't apologize. I think not only does it hold significance of when I first met them and they started playing it, and I was like, yeah, this is a great song, I don't apologize. But now that I'm older and I've gone through, 10 years of growth and healing and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, fuck you, I don't apologize. What do they tell me? I don't apologize. That's right. Because what do we do? What do we do when we are caretakers and we love people and we're have so much empathy and all these things? We apologize constantly.
Yes, we do for things that we shouldn't be apologizing for, but that is our nature, yes.
It's like, what do I do? Adrian says, we don't apologize. That's right, we don't apologize.
Yeah, there are definitely songs that are so much more fun to hear now. I think knowing the songs as well as we both do, because we're of that CD era where, we just play it over again. The songs have such strength, and it's when you're at a concert, I mean, and sometimes even just driving in the car, but when you're at a concert, usually we're around our wife's family. I mean, there's not very many places that we can go where we aren't going to run into a handful of us. And all it takes is two of us to be standing together to sing the songs that touch our hearts and have so much meaning. And there's just nothing better than having your favorite band be the headliner so that you get more music, and being with people that share the same joy that you do out of being at a concert and hearing your band and introducing them to new people and, like bringing more people into the fold. It's such a wonderful family, a music
It
family.
really is. And I always go back to, I've heard a couple times, like, it's just a song. And it's like, it's just a song. It's just a song. Like, please do not make what it is for me so small. Like, I've heard it from so many different people just in general when they know how passionate I am about music, because I'm a lyric girl through and through. And that's just how I connect. And when someone says, it's just this, and it's like, no, like, I look at the journey that Otherwise has had since before I knew them, and I think about all the pain and the sadness and everything that they went through through their loss, and very well knowing that they poured out, right, their heart and soul into the song Heaven. And knowing the pain that they experienced, that in itself, whenever you're an energy person like me, is like heart-wrenching, because every year I'll always think about them on their special day. And connecting with them, it's like, no, it's not just a song. Like, you literally saved my life. Like, you made it okay for me to go through the stuff that I was going through. And I don't know, I was going to talk about it a little later, I don't know if they understand the impact that they've had on this little community that they've built, that they probably
Very true.
inadvertently made. And it's not just a song for so many of us. And whether we're talking about Otherwise or we're talking about other bands or other songs, for so many people, it is a lifeline, I think. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And my darkest days was my connection to Otherwise, too, because my friend Mary had gone out to see them and they were opening for. So it was probably the same time that you met them. And she's like, oh, you got to come see these guys. They're playing in Lincoln next week. And I'm like, sure, I'll put out for a concert. Anybody that would have been out with my darkest days, I mean, I knew probably a good chance I was gonna enjoy it. So
So what made you connect with the band and to the music? Was it the music? Was it the lyrics? What made you connect to them initially?
their energy on stage just was awesome. And after knew Pacey Jenny, who was playing the same night that they were. So we were kind of allowed to hang around when everybody else was getting shoot out. So thank you, Pacey Jenny, for that. But we got to talk with M Mary. We had was just, you know how the oh my gosh. Okay, so she wanted to talk to him, and I'm the mouth. Like, that's why people take me along. They're the
Right.
quiet people, and I'm like, well, I walk up to her. I thought, my friend Mary really. So we were just, and I fell in love. He was just a character. Then we went over and we're doing pictures, and I met Adrian and Ryan and told them how much I love their music. Corky was, you know, still drumming for them then, and everybody was just so warm and welcoming. And I don't think they had anybody doing merch. I don't remember who we bought our merch from, but you know, that was the night I bought their CD, and we listened to it all the way home. I'm so grateful, and I thanked her for inviting me to that show, because
Yeah.
I listened to the CD, the song that I really connected with, and I messaged Adrian about it, you know. And I think no one other band member had responded to me like personally like that, and it was just like, wow. I felt very, very special. And there were, you know, several times after that that I messaged him about things, and he always got right back to me. So there was this just real, it really felt personal. And
Yeah.
I appreciate that from him. Was it,
Yeah,
it helped solidify
I
my.
think so. I've never, I mean, I think that that is it, especially watching the journey, like they always make you feel seen and make you feel like you're special. And it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter in the end. I mean, I get it. I teach about we're special, we love ourselves, all those things, but they have this ability to make you feel so appreciated for what you do, the traveling you do, just showing up and giving hugs, just showing up and being in the crowd. And it's something that you don't get from everyone. And people that don't know otherwise, or well, one, if you have something bad to say, those are fighting words, so just don't bring it to me or Jody, no matter what you've heard. I think that that's something that's just so special, because when I open myself up to be vulnerable, to connect with a song like that, and to have someone have that connection and want to reach out and be okay with it, I think that ruins it for us, because I say ruin it in the best way, because they're never getting rid of us. Like they're never, we're not going anywhere. So I think that the music initially, but I think the connection, after I lost Jason, I saw him, I saw Otherwise in Wichita, and I had not met them, like knowing like, hey, this is what happened to me. And I'd written the letter and told them like, hey, this is what happened to me. I really want to meet you and just kind of give you a hug, because the first time I met you and it was like, hey, great, let me buy your CD, you guys are super nice. But this time it's like, you don't understand, like you're my lifeline, you're keeping me here. And I think I was sold after that. Like I never was like, nope, otherwise. And everybody was like, shut up. But it's almost, I mean, it's like their family now, even though it's like so few and far between that I'm sometimes able to see them. And it's just like with you, it's like it's family, right? It's just distant family.
Just get right back in like the last time. I mean, there's
Yeah.
no time has passed. But even when we aren't seeing each other, there's still, you know, occasional messages back and forth when the boys are posting
Yeah.
on things, and you're still in each other's lives. You know, we still are a presence, and I love that. I love that they're active socially,
Yeah.
and stay connected with us.
Yeah, and I think that, I don't know, I always end up with a community wherever I go, like the one I have right now. You know, I lead it, and I want to keep people together, because I know that that's something that's important. And I know initially when I started going to the shows, and they would say Lee or Otherwise, you know, from Las Vegas, Nevada, and then say you or Otherwise, and then we're all Otherwise. And I, like I said earlier, I don't know if they ever thought about the impact that they had on the community, because I don't know if they weren't just out trying to do music and, have their dream come true, but I think that it's so discounted the people and the community that is under them, and not discounted from the guys. I think just discounted in general, because I know I could go to any state in the United States to go to a show and I have somewhere to stay.
Absolutely, absolutely. The Wise family, really truly, my through my darkest days and otherwise, are where some of my strongest music connections have come from. If I think if any of us that are in that family like win the lottery, there's going to be a My Darkest Days concert somewhere, and we're all going to be invited because that is what I would spend my money for.
Yeah, no, that is where I discovered Otherwise too. That's so funny that
Yeah,
that was.
absolutely. Otherwise, and My Darkest Days playing together. That is a great idea.
Yeah, no, and it's funny because I'm not one, and not that I have anything against opening bands, but now I'll just say it. I knew you'll keep going, but I'm like, I'm too old. I just need to go see what I need to see, and then I need to go. And I probably was a little partial to that before, but I was gonna stay because I wanted to see My Darkest Days, and then I absolutely fell in love, with Otherwise, and then I'm the same way with Another Lost Year. Like, I tried to skip out and Clinton called my ass out on leaving, trying to go see there. And then Clinton called me out. And so I was like, okay, opening bands. Okay. Like, actually, my favorite bands
Is that the
were.
one that we went to with you and Amy and I drove to
No,
see?
I
Oh, okay.
the first time I saw them in Oklahoma City, and I think he was opening, they were opening for Bobo Flex. And that's when I was like, I'm
Oh my
leaving. I'm like,
goodness.
why? What? Am I
That's
not good enough? And I was like, what? I'm gonna go sit down right now. And we've been friends since. But it is that whole opening band thing, because I think so many times people miss out on that, and I shouldn't, because obviously my favorite people have always been opening bands. What is some of your favorites acoustic songs that they do?
Well, they have sung Lighthouse for me acoustically, and that
Hey, Adrienne, pop in.
it's just my heart song. I absolutely love that, and the boys have sung that and added it to the list, just for me. They've made me feel like a queen, and I mean, I just it's wonderful.
Yeah, that's their gift, is they make you feel like you're the only fan in the whole world. It's like, I will take it. Don't you take it from me?
You guys can see me?
We
What I was just
can.
saying is when you guys sing acoustically, that is my absolute
Yeah.
favorite type of concert. They don't need to wear ear protection. I've already got some hearing loss, so like I have, and even the good earplugs take away from the sound. So acoustics, they could just sing, Mary has a little lamb, and I would be happy.
Okay.
So yeah, we've been talking all about you.
Can you guys hear me okay? Is it coming through?
Yeah, I hear you.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can see you guys. I can hear you. It's my lucky 2 weekends in a row now,
Woo-hoo. Yes.
How'd you get so lucky?
We're talking you guys are talking acoustic, and we just had our acoustic event in Vegas for Life by Music, and you guys were there and a huge part of it. And I mean, I think the show felt pretty good, like it was. It's a beautiful little venue in the middle of old Vegas. It's not like, the
There's
composer's room.
parking.
What's that?
There's parking right
Yeah,
out
see, that's
front.
East Side for life. Okay. And it was awesome to have you guys there. And I mean, and I'll probably say this a few times in the few minutes that I'm able to be here. But the two of you, Jody, Jillian, you guys have been. I'm sorry, Kitty.
That's
Sorry.
okay. No, they know.
You guys have been, you've literally helped keep my brother and I going. You guys have been, I mean, fed us, housed us, supported us, listened to us bitch about, stuff that we probably shouldn't bitch about, really, in the grand scheme of things, So I can't. I can't thank you guys enough. And Jody, I'm glad, you know, Mama Joe Bug, I'm honored and proud to know that a song like Lighthouse speaks to you. Can you tell me personally, because I don't know if we've ever actually discussed it fully. Yeah. But it's 7:30 on the East Coast here in upstate New York. I've got a 7.5-year-old begging me to come and play Xbox with him before bed and bath time.
Rockstar life.
Yeah. So I would, if you can, Joe Bug, if you tell me personally, like, you know, why Lighthouse, that song in particular? Because like I caught the end of, you know, as I was logging on, I caught, yeah, you know, we have thrown it in the set with little to zero rehearsal because, mm-hmm. Oh, Mama Joe Bug's here.
Yeah.
Let's play it, you know.
As soon as I hear the intro, my heart just, I cannot tell you what that means to me. Like the love that you guys have shown to me, but over, I reached out to you, I was just talking to Jillian about this. You know, the first conversation that we had on Facebook was about the song, the CD and the song Lighthouse. Like within the first, you have to go back and double check tomorrow, but and you responded to me. And you were the second musician that had ever responded or had, you know, contact with me on social media. And again, I blame everything on Reed from My Darkest Days, because he was the first one. You were the second. And, you know, thank you for that, because you, through your music and Lighthouse, it just, I saw David and I within the song. I could see us in it. And I've shared some of my story about my childhood. And
yeah.
David helped me get past that time in my life. And
the bearded one.
But that's a song that grabbed my heart. Was Lighthouse, and you know, Won't Stop. I've got Won't Stop on my arm. That song, again, helped me through some huge losses in my life. You know, it's you have to remember the positive side of someone passing, and we're all gonna die one of these days. So if you can't find the positive in our life here, mm-hmm. you're going to be stuck. And that song, every time somebody is struggling with a loss, I'm like, you've got to listen to this song. You've got to listen to the song. It, you know, really made a difference in my life. So, you know, thank you for all of the difference that you have made. I wouldn't know Jillian if it wasn't for you. Yeah, you are what brought us together. We were just discussing about 11, maybe 12 years. Mm-hmm. It was the same concert time.
It was 11 years. It's 11-11. So.
Wait, and isn't it somebody's birthday today, maybe?
Yeah.
48, baby.
It's the kitty's birthday. The kitty, call me kitty cat. Call me kitty cat.
So, yeah, no, it is. It's been. And for you, I mean, you know what song is most important to me, unfortunately. You know, you had to go through a significant loss, but know that everything you've been through, but especially your loss, has impacted so many people, and it impacted me truly. Like, let me just tell you, because I know you have to get off here, but because you decided to tell your story through song form, right? You told your story on Heaven, and you were brave enough to tell your story. Then that allowed me connect to the song and go through a lot of healing, even though it's just a song. Then it allowed me to decide finally, after years of not wanting to be in the spotlight or do anything, like I wanted to take up space to make a difference in other people's lives. And so I told you that the show was like, in true otherwise lameness, like it's full circle. So like it's true. And all the people that are in my circle that know me, they would come to you and say thank you for doing what you do because you've made such an impact on her, and now I'm here for them. But there were times that I didn't know if I'd make it, and just having the music and the community that you guys inadvertently built, that we talked a little bit about, that
family.
Did you really try to build a community? I don't know if you did. I think you were just living the dream and doing what you do, but you built this little mini empire of people. So it's really great.
Absolutely.
Well, okay. I didn't come on here to cry in front of y'all. Okay. So
no, I just wanted to make sure that's what we're.
Things are already emotional enough around here. Okay. I don't.
We can do it. Don't apologize. I always use that. Adrian says it. Don't apologize.
You know, this is what's really, it's so cool, you guys, the way I just jumped in, you know, you guys were kind of already rolling.
Yeah.
And the synchronicity of the conversation is really cool because, so the guy who directed the video for I Don't Apologize, okay, very massively talented, sought after, he's a fashion photographer still. He's done big videos for big bands, like In This Moment, several videos for In This Moment, 10 years. The list goes on. His name's a cat named Robert John Clive, and he lives in Las Vegas. And he literally hit my brother and I up, like, I don't know, maybe 2-3 nights ago. You know, it's like, you know, it's wasn't that late in Vegas, but it was like 4 o'clock my time,
right?
Or New York time, because my time is always Sin City time, baby.
Right?
And he's like, I just want to tell you, you know, I love heaven. He's like, this song is like beautiful. And he told me a couple of years ago, same kind of thing, where he must've been listening to it late at night after a couple of whiskeys and was like, let me know. And I will shoot a video for free for this song anytime you guys want it. Right. So that was one synchronicity to this conversation. The second one is for Mama Joe Bug talking about Lighthouse. Right. As I jumped in, you may or may not be a little bit happy to hear this, Mama Joe Bug, but I'm pretty sure our next independent release is going to be the original version of Lighthouse, which is the one that my brother and I fought so hard for to get released, and even be on the True Love Never Dies album.
Oh my God.
But got so much pushback through, you know, red tape and label bureaucrats, and everybody's got an opinion, too many cooks in the kitchen and chiefs in the village, you know, like that kind of a thing. Well, but
absolutely, if they were going to keep that off.
Yeah. So now we're totally free, and we're kind of like, you know, just like out in the ether doing our own thing now with nobody telling us what to do, but we live and die by our own sword. And it's exhilarating and terrifying at the same time. But I'm not to give up too much, but I think our next release may or may not be the original version of Lighthouse. So I'm gonna premiere that right here on this podcast.
Fantastic.
The very first drummer, well, I should say second drummer. The first drummer we ever jammed with was our cousin, Ivan Patrick. You know, God rest his soul. The second drummer we ever jammed with, a very talented cat named Lenny, and we didn't have a band name at the time. And my brother wasn't even really officially in the band. He was just kind of like sitting in on practices and like learning the chords, and like I wasn't even singing at that point. I was playing rhythm guitar, and we didn't have a band name. And Lenny came back one night, and he was like, well, not one night, Lenny used to always say, I really think like a cool album title would be the process of otherwise. And we're all like, dude, whoa, like what does that mean, you know? And this is back, you know, I'm like 19, 20 years old. So I'm smoking a lot of weed, eating a lot of mushrooms, you know, like I'm in college. I just started college, and I'm like, man, the process of otherwise, dude, that is deep. You know, didn't really know what it meant. About a week or two, maybe within the week or so, like 10 days, I had a dream. And in the dream, I told somebody that the band name was Otherwise.
I love that.
And so I brought it to the guys and said, hey, man, what do you think? The guys at the time, and they were like, dude, that's it. Otherwise, that's it, right? And, you know, I guess over the years, again, it's also a double-edged sword, because the word otherwise, it's something, it's a term that's used in common vernacular, right? You just say it in passing. It's like a What do you call it? A conjunctive term, right? A word? I can't, I don't remember, right? I've been in school forever. But then when I really dug into like, you, I forget if it was Webster's or Merriam, but I just looked up the definition, and the definition that I found was other than supposed. So basically it means, you know, what you see is might not what you get, you know? And, you know, again, a big issue with the marketability of this band, the music business of of things, which really is what you know sets your benchmark of your success is how much did you sell and what number are you on the charts, right? But the meaning itself, the other than suppose, you know, and coming back to what I was trying to get at is, you know, you look at my brother and I, you know, we're mixed race, you know, we don't look like we should be singing a song like Heaven necessarily, you know, like, like we used, you know, we'd walk into bars and guys wanted to fight us just when they, by looking at us, you know, like it's, so I tried to understand where it was coming from on the other side of the conference table. Like, you guys need to sound a certain way because of how you look. I used to get, you know, you got a tattoo on your neck, man. You got a tattoo on your neck. You can't sing a ballad. You got to be like a badass all the time, right? And, but, you know, again, other than suppose, sometimes we are, and sometimes we're the biggest friggin' cream puffs on the planet, you know? Like, so.
I'm a cream puff.
I'm a one. TVO in the house. My favorite of all the cream puffs.
Yeah.
My favorite cream puff just showed up.
That's the homeless man is what I call him.
that food he has.
Yes, you. That's your food. I'm sorry.
Love you guys.
Love you guys too. So I wanted to tell you guys this before I go, because I do, it's coming up on 8 o'clock Eastern time here. And I can hear the little crumb snatchers like running around yelling, "Where's daddy?" I know you guys both have lyrics tattooed on you of our songs, right? Which to me, like every time I see somebody with that, whether I'm close to them as I am with you on a personal level, or I'm just meeting them, or I've maybe seen them a handful of times at shows over the years, it gives me, like, I'm getting goosebumps right now thinking about it, right? Mm. And then I was like, man, you know what? If there was one song of ours that, you know, a song that I was a part of creating, like, what lyrics would I get? And I was really hard pressed. I thought about it for a minute, a couple of days, and then I actually forgot about it, right? I forgot that I was even thinking about it. And then, like, I want to say, like, maybe yesterday or day before yesterday, I was like, you know, if I had to get anything tattooed, I would get the lyrics from Meet Me in the Dark tattooed on me. Like, on me personally. Like, I'd get probably get them on my ribs or something, you know, like, right underneath my heart.
I can see that.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know why. It wasn't even like I was, like, I, you know, again, I it left my train of conscious. You know, my train of thought, it left, I wasn't, you know, when I first posed the question to myself, I was like, oh man, that's like picking your favorite kid, you know?
Yeah. Like, I've heard that when I ask artists about their favorite song, they're like, it's like my favorite kid.
But I'm not even saying, but that's the thing, is I'm not even saying it's my favorite song of ours. But if I had to get lyrics, I think it would be from Meet Me in the Dark, so.
Do you think, just because I'm going to ask, do you think it's because if people meet you in the dark, then that means they're willing to risk coming and getting to know you and kind of love all of you? Like, they meet you in the dark, they're willing to take that trip. I mean, I like meeting people in the dark. That's the only reason why I ask.
And that's, you know, that's a good point, Kit. Like, that's a good point, because I think, I feel like meeting at least someone, again, I'm talking egocentrically here, but yeah, if you walk down a dark alley with me together, like side by side, shoulder to shoulder, like that's where you really get to know me. Like whether our lives are in danger or not, like that's where, you know what I mean? As opposed to like on a stage or, you know, shaking hands as much as, you know, like meeting people and networking. But if it's just us in a a dark alley somewhere.
Yeah. You see me in some of my shit and you still like me, then you're in.
What's that?
I said, if you see me with some of my dark shit and the stuff I struggle with as a human, then I'm, and you still care about me and you still and like you me, then mm-hmm. it's forever. Like, it's forever connected. I just think people don't, you know, people only see what they want to see, but there's so much more to it. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that's exactly right. You know, if you still love me in my darkest hour, you know, then you deserve to be loved back, you know, tenfold, you know, so that makes total sense, man. And I'm sorry, I didn't have more time, but before I sign off, I want to make two more premieres real quick. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Give me one second. Right. Okay. Before I got to sign off, this, I want to introduce you guys to the whole wise world, whoever sees this. My boys are dying for a pet. They wanted a pet. They wanted a dog. We don't know if they're ready for a dog yet. So the wife decided on guinea pigs.
Oh,
we got two of them.
We got two brother guinea pigs. This one right here, the brown and tan one. Don't run. Come on. They're still skittish because we got them like a month ago. This is Gizmo.
Oh, Gizmo.
Yeah, hi, Gizmo. That's Gizmo. And then this. Come here.
Oh.
This is his brother Stripe.
Stripe, hey Stripe. Stripe.
Gizmo and Stripe from the Gremlins.
I love very that. Stripe cute. Looks like Stripe.
Yeah, Gizmo and Stripe. And it's funny because this one is—he's actually like he's the same exact color as Gizmo. He's got like reddish brown with a bunch of white on him. But then this one, you couldn't really see it in my laptop cam, but he actually has a stripe, like a mohawk, right in the middle of his head, like this orangish brown reddish stripe. And we were like, I think of names. And I was like, I want to name, let's name the red one Optimus Prime and the name of the dark one Megatron. And they were like, no, daddy, no. And I was like, all right, how about King Kong and Godzilla? And they were like, no, no. And then I was just like, okay, what about Gizmo and Stripe? And they were like, yes, that's perfect. And their mom loved it. So everybody's happy.
Raising them right, 80s.
With Gizmo and Stripe, even though they're little pricks, they're total assholes still. Look, see, they're biting me right now. Like, we've had them for a month, and they're still like, they still think I'm going to eat them, which I might. I may, you know.
Give them time.
Yeah, if the whole world shuts down again, I might turn them into like little tiny
kebabs
and then make a little furry banana hammock out of them, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Little guinea pig g-string, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Gizmo's so chunky, and then Stripe is just feisty and like scroungy. It's so cute.
Yeah, they're little so fun. Little bastards.
Yep. All right, I appreciate you. Love you
guys, man.
We love you.
Love you too.
Look, I got a heart right there. Love you. Bye.
Bye, dear.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Authentic Life with KL, where we explore the powerful intersection of healing and music. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give a follow and share with your friends. You can find more information about The Authentic Life with KL and Kitty Lynn at kittylynne.com, kittylynne.com. Thanks so much for listening.